Live from the Lambeau Field Atrium, inside the Legends Club, it's Packers Live! This week's Packers special guest, Ha-Ha Clinton Dix! Ladies and gentlemen, the Rock himself, Larry Bakary!
Thank you very much. Thank you very much. Welcome to Packers Live. Do you realize that when this show airs, we are just 48 hours from kicking off against the Bears? So, if you are expecting a lengthy postmortem about the Dallas Cowboy game, you will be severely disappointed. We can't afford it. We're halfway through Bear Week already. Okay, this is a very special night because we have a very special group with us. Please say hello to the Seymour Thunder Youth Football Group. Welcome, guys. Always great to see you. Okay, wonderful. And on a personal, more self-serving note, I think it's for the first time ever, my three grandsons are here. Please say hello to them. And grandparents with us tonight, quick audience survey. What's the best part of having kids?
Grandchildren.
Okay, one grandchildren? Really, ma'am? Really? Grandkids, you're absolutely right. Anyway, please say hello to our band, Third Short. Gentlemen, may I request a drum roll, please? Tonight's guest is one half of arguably the best safety tandem in the entire National Football League. Ladies and gentlemen, please give a warm Packers Live welcome to Ha-Ha Clinton Dix. Ha-Ha, welcome to the program. You've attracted a rather sizable crowd.
Thank you for having me, Larry.
Well, we're glad you're here. Ha-Ha, we're going to get that cowboy thing out of the way real quick.
Okay.
Now, you guys have been playing some terrific defense this season. Not necessarily the case against the Cowboys. As you looked at it, was that a case of them being that good, or did you guys kind of contribute to their efforts?
I think we let them off the hook. That was definitely a good team we faced. Hats off to them. They did a great job of running the ball and making plays when they needed them.
Ha-Ha, everybody is worried about the Packers offense. Now, nobody knows that group better than the guys that go against them every single day. Are you worried about the Packers offense?
I'm not worried about them at all. We have the best quarterback in the game. We have a great offensive line. We have a great head coach and a great offensive coordinator. We have all the pieces together. We just got to stay together and play ball.
Okay, enough of the Cowboy game. Is that all right?
Yeah!
We're gonna take a different approach, Ha-Ha, and talk about a typical day at the office for Ha-Ha Clinton Dix. And looking at the tape from the Cowboy game, one thing I noticed is you take your defense personal. Because we got a shot right here. You're on the far hash. Ezekiel Elliott's running to the sideline. And the first man there, and you waylay the guy, is Ha-Ha Clinton Dix. Look, he knocked him into the bench. Ha-Ha. Do you take the game personal that way?
Me personally, yes, I do. You know, every play is an opportunity to make a play and make a change in the game. That's what it's all about.
Ha-ha, there was another instance where you avoid, it's a running play, you avoid a block by Tyron Smith, their all-universe left tackle. You avoid his block, dodge him out, and you make a terrific tackle for loss in the backfield. Now, unfortunately, Dayton Jones got a penalty on the play, and I don't blame him. I like to give offensive linemen facials, too, if I were him. But when you do that, I wanted to ask you, when they look at the film and so forth and they grade the play, do you get credit for making an outstanding play, or is it washed off the board because there was a penalty?
It's definitely washed off the board because it was a penalty.
That stinks.
Yeah, it does. It does. You can't really blame Dayton Jones for the penalty he had because he's just playing hard, and mistakes are going to happen throughout the game.
Ha-ha, another play. The Dallas Cowboys are running the read option, and the way you react from your safety position, I was wondering, do you have the quarterback on the read option? Because the way you react, it looks like, hey, that's my guy.
No, I just saw him tucking the ball and taking off with it. And like I said, I just like to make plays and give my team a chance to make plays and, you know, win ball games.
Another thing you're called on to do is really get involved in the running game on a down-to-down basis. And sometimes you face a lead blocker, and that was the case against the Cowboys. And shot right here, you really take them on with vigor, put them on the ground right there. And what I wanted to ask you about, when you guys kind of re-engage on the side, all of a sudden you got this boxer stance looking. What were you saying there? What's that all about?
Well, I'm definitely tuned into the game. And, you know, he was kind of giving me some mess and talking some trash, but I just told him, man, you're too little. You got to be big in the box. I told him, you're too little. That's exactly what I was telling him.
Occasionally a day at your office includes tackling somebody who comes over the middle and makes a catch. And something I've noticed about an extremely large number of those tackles, it looks like it's painful to the subject of your attention. We got a case right here, and smack, and look at the guy kind of bend funny and all that kind of stuff. Did you hear the air go out of him?
Yes, I did. I definitely did hear the air go out. He definitely did lose his win on that play.
Now, Ha-Ha, as the game evolves, offenses are coming up with crazy, crazy stuff. And there was a crazy thing from the Cowboys yesterday where it wasn't like one receiver, it wasn't two, it wasn't a three-man bunch. It was a four-man bunch out there. Now, how do you guys in the secondary keep a situation like that organized?
Well, Dom does a great job of giving us these looks in practice and walkthroughs, so we're already familiar with the quads formation is what we would call it. And all they want to see is, you know, how many people we have in the box or how many people, is it covered on the outside? And, you know, he just looks at his 1-2 read that he can run the draw or he can throw it backside with his one-on-one matchup. So we were covered up, you know, all four with the quads look, and he threw it backside and made a great play.
Ha-Ha, I want to move off the Cowboy game entirely now and talk about your relationship with your teammate back at safety, Morgan Burnett. Just watching you guys together at practice, around the locker room and so forth, it looks like you guys are more than teammates. You're soulmates. I mean, you guys are really tight. Am I reading that right?
You're definitely correct. Morgan is a great guy, a mentor of mine, someone I look up to. He's a great pro. When I stepped foot in this office, he was the first person I looked up to and the first person I watched. And the way he handles himself as a man, as a player, is unbelievable.
You know what I noticed after the Cowboy game? Who brings Morgan Burnett's son, Logan, into the locker room? But Ha-Ha Clinton Dix. You're pretty close with the whole family, apparently, huh?
Yes, Morgan's kids are amazing. He has a beautiful family and wife, Nicolette, and his two kids, Logan and MJ, we call them. And they're two great kids, and Logan just loves his dad, and his dad hadn't come out of the locker room yet, so I just took him to his dad.
All right, coming up this week's edition of Earn Your Autograph, starring Jesse. And you have something. Here we go. Okay. Thank you, Sergeant Stark. Welcome back. It's time to play Earn Your Autograph. And our guest player is Jesse. And Jesse, you are part of the Seymour Thunder youth football guys, aren't you?
Mm-hmm.
What position do you play, Jesse?
Safety.
Perfect. Okay, Jesse, if you can execute the football skill Ha-Ha's about to coach you on, you will earn Ha-Ha Clinton Dix's autograph. How is that, Jesse?
Awesome.
All right. Ha-Ha, what are we going to learn?
Okay, we're going to learn how to strip the ball from an opposing player. When going in for a tackle, you want to make sure you secure the tackle first before you try to try this attempt to strip the ball. So I'm going to take the ball from you. I'm going to hold it, and I'm going to pretend to be a receiver. After I catch the ball, I want to make sure you wrap me up first. Okay. Put your arms around me and tackle me, and then try to strip the ball like we just did not so long ago, okay? So I got
all
the
right.
ball now. I'm going to cut my tough. Okay, I'm wrapped up.
Oh, it's easy. It's easy. Easy.
That was too quick. Too quick.
Morgan, did he earn your autograph?
He sure did earn it. He earned it. He can
oh,
have
wonderful.
It.
Congratulations, Jesse. And while Jesse's getting ha-has, did I just call you Morgan?
Yes, you did. We look. People say we look alike, so that's okay.
While Jesse's getting Ha-Ha's autograph, we're going to take a break. When we come back, we'll have questions for Ha-Ha from our live audience right here in the Legends Club. High atop the beautiful
little workup. All right, how are your grades doing?
Stay with us, please.
What?
How are your grades?
We're pretty good, I think.
Welcome back. Audible, it's time for the one and only In the Huddle. Exciting segment where we dissect the play with the player who made it. Ha-Ha, are you ready?
I'm ready.
These are my two favorite Ha-Ha Clinton Dix plays from this season. And there we go. And here's Ha-Ha right here. And the first thing I wanted to ask you, Ha-Ha, is you're moving up there and you're just going to kind of get involved. But then out of nowhere, you're going to bolt back because I've seen the video before. Now, what's that all about? What are you doing right there?
Well, the safety is a position that's hard to diagnose what's going on as far as what I'm doing. So by me taking that step back, it seems simple, but it kind of messes up, you know, their blocking techniques, where the quarterback thinks the pressure is coming from. So I try to move around and give them a different type of movements on the back end.
Okay, we roll it for it. And you time it perfectly that was all just a ruse, and here you come. Off the edge. And, folks, okay, watch this form tackle. And how do you think tackling? Do you just do it, or do you think through instead of to? How does that work?
It's a want to. my coach, DP, does a great job of making sure that we're sure tackles on the back end. Because at the end of the day, if something breaks out, it's on me and Morgan to finish the play. And that's what Coach preaches on a lot is finishing plays. And once you have an opportunity like this, you have to take advantage of that.
Boy, I guess you took advantage of it right there. You knocked that guy in the middle next week. Now, another play I'd like to look at comes from the Jacksonville game. And in this one, here's Ha-Ha right here. And prior to the snap, Ha-Ha, what kind of things are you thinking about?
Well, I'm thinking about where the quarterback wants to go with the ball. I'm looking at matchups. I'm looking at formations. I'm looking at splits, this bunch down here at the bottom. So I know he's probably going to want to come back here to this bunch because it's kind of hard to play one-on-one coverage in a bunch situation where you can get possibly picked or rubbed the wrong way and get the cornerback off position. So I kind of baited the quarterback like I was going back left, but I was always shading this side of the field.
Okay. And by golly, here comes the football. Now watch this, folks. Whoa. Ha-Ha, that has got to be a lot of fun, isn't it? And we're going to take another look at it here. We'll cut right to the chase. Blowing up a guy like that. The thing I wanted to ask you, though, with the rules, is it hard to play and make those kind of plays without being worried about penalties? Because they're changing the rules, it seems, every other week to protect the receivers.
Me personally, I really don't worry about fines and collisions, head-on collisions. But I try to avoid as much as possible and just make sure I take the right angle and the right hit.
Well, that was the right hit right there, huh? Well done, Ha-Ha Clinton Dix. And coming up now, we'll have questions for Ha-Ha from our lively audience here in the Legends Club, high atop the beautiful Lambeau Field atrium. Stay with us, please. Welcome, Ha-Ha.
Thank you.
Clinton Dix, our very special guest, and we have some questions for him. Your name?
Brayden.
And you're from the group from Seymour, right? What position do you play?
Nose tackle, left, right offensive tackle, and left defensive tackle.
Very versatile. Okay, what's your question for Ha?
Who was your idol as a kid?
Ooh. As a kid, I would say my idol was Warren Sapp.
We have
Lacey.
And Lacey, what's your question?
I was gonna see if you'd be my date to Mon Green's show tomorrow.
Ooh. You would have to ask my girlfriend then.
My real question, in your position, do you enjoy stopping the run better or breaking up the deep pass?
That's a great question. I love doing both the same. I love to be in the run game, and I also love being on the back end making plays and flying around. So I'll say both on that.
All right, fair enough. Next up, we have
Mariah.
Mariah, what's your question?
Were you always a safety?
No, I wasn't. Growing up as a kid, I played running back, cornerback, and in high school, I played running back, and I didn't play safety until my junior year in high school.
All right, fair enough. Your name, sir?
My name's Drake.
And what's with the jersey? You got issues, Drake?
No, I'm no.
Boo!
Well, that comes as a real shock, Drake.
Hard to disappoint.
We're pretty bright up here. Okay, what's your question? We're just kidding.
You've played Romo now, and you've played Prescott. If you're running the Cowboys organization, what's the best decision from a professional who's actually played him, both of them?
That's a business decision to leave up to that team.
Are politically correct up here in Wisconsin. All right, Frankie, what was your favorite question, and what does that lucky questioner receive as a parting gift?
My favorite question was from Frida, and she gets an official Packer Clinton Dix bobblehead from the Packer Pro Shop. The Pro Shop.
All right. Creepy. Anyway, coming up, some final thoughts. Stay with us, please. All right, gentlemen. Welcome back. Thank you, thank you. Back one more time with Ha-Ha Clinton Dix. And Ha-Ha, ironically enough, or coincidentally enough, the Bears kind of have their own quarterback situation, stemming back to the Cowboy question about their quarterback status. And they got Brian Hoyer playing because Jay Cutler's hurt, and the offense is getting mixed reviews, shall we say. As you guys prepare for the Chicago Bears Thursday night, how will you approach that when possibly you don't know which guy's out there?
Well, we're very familiar with Cutler. Hoyer has been in the league for a very long time. He's been in a lot of different spots, so he's definitely familiar with the offense. And he's not a young guy. He's been in the league for a very, very long time. So we just look forward to playing both of them. Whoever plays.
Ha-Ha, certainly both teams operating on a short week this week. How big a deal is that for you guys that have to do the playing?
It's a big deal. We look forward to playing this game on Thursday after coming off the loss. But, playing back-to-back, it can be a little tough on the body and stuff. But we look forward to it, and we're excited about the challenge.
Ha-Ha, go get them. Thank you for being here.